Accession number 22345, Reel 13.
Major Perkin, Reel 13. You described the physical characteristics of the bowl. Mm. Was it also overlooked from enemy position?
Yes, yes.
It was. So it wasn't safe?
But not quite overlooked.
Not quite so exposed?
Not overlooked by Spicers.
Yes.
No, what is it about Spicers? Mm. I'll be up in Mount Carver.
Yes. were you able to... Did you have dug-in positions there?
No, that was massive. Only said about a day or two ago there.
What happened when you went back from the bowl? How far back did you go after that?
Well, we had to hold the rhythm.
Yes.
Of brigade. Brigade pulled that out. And right back over the Lady River, I called it Minneapolis, and
yes.
Might be wrong, by the middle of the hill near them. it took time, all the night out, of course. Mm. I was the last to do it. I couldn't get across that night. The battalion, I had to stay there the night, extra night. The next morning, next night, we went across and we're better now, because we went down 7 days later. Mm. We're talking about late March or April.
You were saying that while you were up on the mountain in front of Monte Cassini, you'd had casualties to all sorts of causes, including sickness. What was the strength of your company when you came out of the...
27, I remember counting.
27 in the company?
Yes. And I was made shortened as well. Being upset. All the Americans, and especially other 600.
Yes.
And so I was lucky, comparatively.
And how were you when you came out? Were you still in good condition or reasonable condition?
Yes. I was asked to come out. I came out the next night. I went back to, got back to the battalion, down to camp, miles back. And that morning, I slept the night. Went that morning, I went to bed, and I don't remember having a whiskey. Went one glass of whiskey. And went, didn't feel too good, went off to my bed, I spent whole the day. Mm. And there's a reaction, so... Mm.
Had you been able to get any sleep while you'd been on the mountain?
No, it dozed off. Mm. It's still uncomfortable. You're bedding, you know. You don't sit up. I always like the pillows here. I didn't have pillows here. Roll up, chosen. Mm. I used to eat two spoons when it came out. I've got happy with that. Mm. Always happy. Mm. Interesting thing, when you pulled out, we all covered in ice. From these dead bodies.
Yes.
And someone, quite interesting, anyway, someone decided to send us a distant cessation nuisance. Now, this consisted of a big box, about 6-7 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, lined with metal, I suppose, or and you put all your clothes in there, and they put them on a gas strainer, put some pills in, and that killed the lice. Good. But this one box is rotted to the brigade for one day, or three, I can't remember, 2 days, 1 day, 3 days, not more. And so Biggie down, the battalion is out, half a day, the company about half an hour, so. It took about 2 hours of distance there.
So it didn't work.
No, but I can allocate every man to put one set of clothes in, and that they go infested again.
Yeah.
Americans have a good system, I know. I swear, they came out, they went to the tent, took all their soldiers off, went to another kit, and had a new set of clothes, came out. But I had my life. Oh, quite a long time. After the casino, we were pulled out and went over the west, east side of Italy. Not resin, but small leaves can be extracted. We came out to a place near Campo Dato, and there's a village there.
Was that in the line, or was that in the reserve?
No, way back there. We pulled out of it, inside out. And one year there, I was off going to see the bigger there. Well, I went there, and he rather hesitated. Said to me, "But you and your regiment have been in this war business for so long. Don't you be relieved?" I did not care. I don't know. I said, "Well, if you're asking me personally, I am tired. I mean, it's an irritator and all the." And I think only about 20 of us have been to the door all the time, one of these things is carried on.
Yes.
Less been there. Lots of men, we had lots of reinforcements, but everyone takes the reinforcements, take on the field, they've been there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's why I asked him. And he said, "Well, thank you very much for telling me that, because we have thought that you should tell him." And we got another battalion who hadn't been, called the 2nd 11th 6th, who would take over them. I said, "All right, buddy." I said, I personally, speaking for myself, I've had enough.
Yeah. So what happened? Did another battalion come in to replace? Did another battalion come in to the brigade to replace?
Another battalion of 4th, 6th Roger Sanders Knightons. They were taken out. So they mean everything. They had, according to the records, my battalion had more casualties than any other in the division.
Yes. We seem to have been in virtually every major battle going through.
Yes, yes.
So what happened to the battalion then? Did it? Don't worry.
No.
That's natural. What happened to your battalion then when this... Well,
the whole division went over to the east coast.
Yes.
We were still with the division. We haven't been relieved yet.
Yeah.
We went over there, waiting to be relieved. And there's a small instrument, not very funny, but... It's running through totally my mind. One day, I said to my friend, I said, "Let's go have a drink on this night." I got my room in Oxford, and looked at the hill and saw the small dilly right out of the hill. I said, don't go with it, go with it there. In fact, I was looking up the map, we both go back up there, find it, it's snowing up there now. But it's high up. And we got there, and the salmon, don't forget, there'd been not any, only about a month before, Melton and us, and we're thrown into the coons of their pub, the dingy little place.
Yeah.
Won by a woman and a husband. And she brought in her grandfather, an old man, who had owned this and bequeathed it to his daughter, or granddaughter, until recently kept it for his life. And he could, obviously been to America, or he could speak very broken English. And we had a hell of a party. thinking about what was down the scheme, about 10 of us in this room, including this old man. He put this up in him, he passed out. And he was carried off, and the daughter got very cross with us.
For getting him drunk?
Yeah. But it didn't get him down, really. He enjoyed it. He had a very good time. He was very happy. Mm. Anyway, we went off. I remember there was a large ham hanging from the ceiling. And I said, have that. I took that back with me that time. We had it in the best of Bristol.
This must have been in Christmas 1944.
Yes. I'm talking about about March, April. So they've gone down the road. This village is about the other side, right?
Yes.
We passed in. About Tuesday night later, let's go have, now go back to there, and I'm sorry. We got there, and they cool and soft, and the old man died.
Oh dear.
But he went out, he's happy. Mm. He's out.
Do you have any idea where this village was, or what it was called?
No, none at all.
Where were you at that stage, you know, going up?
Somewhere near Campo Basso.
Near Campo Basso.
We were on our way, we pulled out, and on our way to the east coast.
So you're on the way over to the Adriatic sector.
Yes.
So were you then, you must have been right up in the middle of Italy, in the Apennines.
On the coast, really.
On the coast. Yes.
Or the place called Lantiano. And I was allocated a prison near another place called Ariete.
Presumably when you came out from after Cassino, the battalion would have to be reconstituted. How long did it take to get it back, get the battalion back into reasonable strength condition after coming back from Cassino?
I don't know, we've done it so often. Mm. It doesn't happen. You get the new recruit officers come up and fill up on numbers. I remember one officer, he said, basically there was something wrong with him. In the desert days, he was sent out twice, then he was sent out again to us.
Yes, what signs were there that there was something wrong with him?
Well, I had a gratitude picture. You get the feel of it.
Just a feeling, then.
Yes, not always correct, but in this, he's got her, for instance, when he joined us, he was put in charge. He was thin enough to be a company monitor.
Yeah.
He was over than me, didn't be this time as we used to now. But it was, they put them down the mortar reserve. Important, but not as important as the company. Well, we haven't moved up this line yet. But he said, when I'm going to get home, I would get my gun there, I'd sweep up, right up in the resistance, and I'll, when I see every move that I've become so close to him, with my OP prison, have them, more of them.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as he got in, we knew the one time he was about
here. He went back.
Yeah, he was one of them. In fact, in the end, he went so far, he went out the window, he must have realized his talk about this. He goes, he's a solid fellow, very good swimmer. He comes through Sanders, very good owner, but he must have found this. He resigned his commission and joined his army, his other ranks. Never heard of him.
Well, physical strength is not always moral strength, is it?
Yeah. I've got a tattoo in there called Misfits. He's one of the Misfits. Do you want me to tell her another one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the desert. Is that this? We call him Chris. Any noises here? The roar's got a long way away. Not near, he heard all sorts of things, but not there. Bombs going off in the wind.
Yes.
Four far away, not far away. And he was sent up, nugget. Then, he was sent back to us again at Fieldville, where we took Turkey, we took over for the guards. And this is an interesting case, this chap. He's well educated, his father was a schoolmaster. And when he was up there, one day in the orange groves, I saw him walking around. He's now a secret room, within the Kaladuna rank, and standing riding down. And he was hit. I saw him. I saw him. He crawled away in the tent. He got better. Standing shops. He was taken away and back to Kaladuna. Is the end of him. Well, at the casino, he was sent back again. And he turned, just in a, near an arc, beside his shoulders somewhere, or brigade, reinforcement camp. And while there, he fell in love with one of our nurses. And unknown to her, he then popped the pistol and also married him. She said, she didn't have no intention to marry him. She hardly knew him. He then went off into the field down there, built a fire, heated up a skewer, and carved on his arm, in red hot fur, her name, his name, and a heart, and that would be about. But he was obviously mental. He was sent back to India, where he went to a mental home, went to a mental asylum. I went to Madras, and I was DUSO in the bigger Madras quarters. One day, the telephone call from the commissioner of police, and I said, He said, "Do you know a chap called Briss? Briss?" I said, "Yes, he's a mental or something." "No, he's not. He's living way up in the latest quarter in the last year in Duncan. There's a wrong guy. I come in." I went down. He was a terrible condition in the cell, in the police station there. I took him out, got him washed up, took him a meal, to get out of him. What happened? Not much. He said, "I got this kid out there, his father's still a schoolmaster up in Punjab." So I got a ticket for him, got him in, I put it up back to where his father was, sent a message, and off he went. And I thought the last I heard him. 20 years later, in the 60s, the program on the television, Rudy Kennedy, Mastermind.
Yes.
You know, so he was on that. Not only that, he won it.
Did he?
Mastermind was in one there, the same time.
Well, you can be intelligent and deranged.
Yes. Amazing. But it gave that the war.
You're on the Adriatic side. Yeah. Were you involved in any large scale offensives going up the Adriatic side?
No. Yeah. No. Again, we started off, we're going to have an offensive and opposite, but with the German paratroopers against the Christina, and they sent the Middle Easties and cells. Saying the other people gave a belly to the casino, don't try it on here, I told him. And so, but that my view there, of course, things are going on behind them.
Yes.
And it's got to time, then the good father and the taken, and they were holding the business then. And I was given an area along the river, crest of a river. And they've been operated by the Germans. And my company, I sent them out. And they said that I've been going to have the right hand edge of the company area. I brought him in. 10 hours, my colleague. I don't have them. And I set off a test line, a German S line. Sometimes called a jumping jack.
Yes.
You set it off and jumped up in the air, exposed about 8 centimeters up there, and stands about 300 pedis. And that set it off. Not a single one hit me. It got my cellar, it got my cookhouse, about 30 yards away. Not a single person hit me. Not the first part of all the bases comes out.
Yes.
That's the biggest jump now, so. Nothing. So that there was Blue Station. Later on, the bigger there, opposite it, Bill Stewart and others came up to see me. And I said, along this ridge, there's a goat tackle on it. And he was going on about out of town. I said, there's a big CEO, IO, big there's a big A beta, myself. And I said, "Oh, there's a movie star. Table there, you see. Where is that?" I said, "Yeah." And and then I got back, doors out, went through the, he said, "Do you know, you just to top over another ship now." And why? I don't know, I picked my feet up, not going there, and going back, I walked over the top of the ship.
You hadn't seen
no
it?
One. No one. That's wrong. Most of us. And then we went forward to another position. I can't remember where it was, a bit further up, then a bit of wider area, and the radiator there, a bit, the whole division. I was the biggest commander, head of the general. I put in charge of a thing called Dog Force.
Dog Force? What was Dog Force and what was it supposed to do?
It was it's a left hand unit of the division.
Yes.
And my job was to hold the left hand side of it in case the Germans had tried to sell. And I took over from I had my own company, another company, Gurkha company, tax, they call it artillery.
How many?
I was 25 years of age.
It sounds like a battalion group, effectively.
Well, it really is. Yes, but it's the command.
How many tanks did you have?
Well, I don't know. They were behind. Went back with me.
They were all reserve, really.
On call.
Yeah, on call. And what about guns? How many guns did you have in?
Oh, I was out of the whole division guns. The whole division of artillery. Well, I was about 20. All that is, about 20 guns.
What was over on your left then? If you were on the left hand side.
In the mountains.
Just the mountains.
And Germans. And in front of me was no one then. And the Germans, between me and the Germans, I would say, probably at least 1,000 yards, maybe a bit more. And there was a farmhouse about 800 yards away, which was the Yanks farm, because I suppose the invites probably spoke English, American, or other. I got to know about it. While I was up there, the bigger object about it, thought I must be a bit lonely by myself up there. And asked you, would I someone come up with me? So I asked a friend of mine, who's Fred Queen, and he came along. He's my second son. I had no one to talk to him. never has bothered me. I was always being a bit of a loner. I decided I'd go and visit the Yanks farm one night on the patrol. I went with my four or five men, probably four. And we got to the entrance of the farm yard. There's a small pathway up the house. I left my men there and went very quietly off the front door, listened. I heard both voices inside. I took it round, so I knocked on the door. I was a bit softly around, the door open, and the said to me, I told you in English, he said, come in. Inside was just his wife and one small girl, his daughter, and I talked to him about for a while. Then he said, I'm normally, I just go off about midnight one. He said, the Germans are there, and he left about an hour before I came.
So they visit him, and then you visited him. I was going to ask you about you were obviously you were the flank guard for your division, weren't you?
Yes.
In fact, more for the corps, if not the division, up on the left.
More of the division.